Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. All right, Psalm 82. Psalm 82 from verse 1. Now, look at this scripture carefully. The word is carefully. God standeth where? In the congregation of the mighty. Let me open my Bible. Please, I want you to be thinking of that statement. Psalm chapter 82. Now, the word mighty in the Hebrew is El, E-L. Like when you say El Shaddai. So what that means is God standard in the congregation of the gods. There is a congregation. There is a heavenly council. There is a senate meeting. Where gods all over the world gather. And God is the chairman of that council. I know it may sound very mysterious, but it's in the, that's your Bible. He says, give me that scripture. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, and he judgeth among the gods. You are right, he is wrong. You are right, he is wrong. You are right, he is wrong. The word God, capital G, is the word Elohim. Are you with me? Jehovah Elohim. Then the word small God with a small g, or gods plural, is also the word Elohim. Are you here? They share the same name. Hello, are you here? You see, English language has a very big problem. English language is not sweet. It's not like French. You know, it's not like French or Spanish. Good is good in English. Bad is bad in English. In Hebrew, good can have 10 words, depending on what you are saying. Or like in Yoruba language, Ogun. Ogun can have 9 or 10 different meanings. Ogun, war. Ogun, medicine. Ogun, have you? Ogun. Ogun is what? Inheritance. Inheritance. But it's the same spelling, the same word. And we can continue like that. Ogun, sweat. Help me now. Ogun. Long. It's long. Talk to me. Ogun. Okay, to stab. In heaven, after Hebrew, they speak Yoruba. I'm telling you, it's not anything to be proud of. Because what it means is that we have to really ask you, what when you say, I love you, which love? Is it Ife? Ife. Ife? Which one? You have to. It's not like good is good. Hi, hey, hi, what's up? Hi. Hi is hi. It's not. So Hebrews, if you read it the way you read your English Bible, you have a problem. Because what this scripture means, give me that scripture, is that God recognized that there are other gods apart from him, and he has a meeting with them. And these gods are not good people. Look at verse 2. Look at what God was telling them. How long will you be judging unjustly? God was rebuking them. Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
We are talking about the unseen realm. Are you with me? So the real interpretation of verse 1, 82:1 is Elohim standeth in the congregation of hell and judgeth. Give me verse 1. Verse 1, quickly, go back. And judgeth among the Elohims. Meanwhile, we were taught when we were growing up that only God is Elohim. Jehovah Elohim. Yeah, Jehovah. You better. God's standard in the congregation of the Elohim, of the Elohims, and he judged among them. Give me verse 2. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Verse 3. I told you, defend the poor and the fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy. Verse 4. Come on, deliver the poor and the needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Verse 5. They know not, neither will they understand. They are walking in darkness. Now, all the foundations of the earth are now out of course. Things are not balanced because of the activity of the gods, of Songo, of Zeus, of Amadioa, of what's the god in your, you are worshiping your village? Ayelala, of Atala. Because of their activity, things are not going properly again. See, all the foundations of the earth are now out of course. Next verse. I have said, Motiso, you are gods. Ye are gods. Ye are Elohims. All of you are children most high. But this is my judgment. Next verse. Quickly. Don't pull me back. Give me the next verse. Verse 7. For you shall die like men. This scripture is not for Christians. Are you still here? I know they told us that ye are gods. Oga, read it in context. It was quoted, they were settling here. They were gods. They were gods that lived. This scripture is talking about the beginning of time. Is somebody here? Give me Deuteronomy 32:8, I believe. Now, this is Kosi. Please, Kosi, stand up. Let them see. Can I see? She said, ministry material. Now, I want you to look at this scripture. This one, I will not talk too much about it. But I want you to pay attention. What you are reading is not what is there. When the Most High divided the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, Adam there, in your some version, you see mankind. Adam means mankind. He set the boundaries of the people according to the children of Israel. Pastor David, do you have your phone with you? Type Deuteronomy 32:8, then space, Dead Sea, scroll. You read it, you come and read it for us. Deuteronomy 32:8, Dead Sea Scrolls. I'm going to explain something here. Please, are you still here? Are you still here? Do you have your Google there? Do you have it? Oh yeah. Come. Let them see that I'm not the one reading it. Read that rendition. Just a moment, sir. Did we plan this one?
Not at all, sir.
Anything we say will be used against us. If you have Google, you can also bring out your phone and check it. Type Deuteronomy 32:8, Dead Sea Scrolls. That's the oldest manuscript of the Bible. I want to read this thing to you again. David, you know, get internet. Aha. Go to verse 8. You need to zoom it so I can see it well. Should I use my own phone? I don't want them to say I'm cheating. No. Can you see it?
When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance.
Please, hold on. Put that scripture on the screen. So that as he's reading it, I want you to be seeing the other one.
When he separated the children of men, he set the bounds of the peoples according to the number of the children of God.
Did you hear what he said? Now, wait. I'm talking about the oldest manuscript of the Bible. In your King James, what is the last three words you have? Children of. What do you have?
Children of God.
sons of God. Who are sons of God there? You can see sons of God. Can you see sons of God? Children of God, sons of God. I'm going to explain what is going on here. Thank you, Pastor David. What Prophet Moses is documenting here, for us to arrive at, is it children of God or, is it sons of God or children of Israel? You need to go to the first statement. When the Most High divided the nations their inheritance, when was it in the Bible, in Genesis, when God divided nations? Brother Pat, is your mind coming? Who is picking something? When did God, Tower of Babel. You said, good. Who agrees with Tower of Babel? That was when God gave different languages. So people began to congregate based on culture and same language. That is why you may be in Edo State. You'll be speaking Ishan language. Somebody else may be in Benin City and will not really understand what you are saying. I went to preach somewhere and I was praying in tongues. And a lady came to me and said, you are speaking in Ishan. I said, God forbid. His tongue of angels. She said, Baba, now Isha, I understand what you they talk. And I said, sorry, you are very nervous. Wait till they talk, sir. Wait till they talk. She said, now good. She said, no, be saying, Baba, till they talk. He said, no, you are praising God. I said, okay. Meanwhile, I thought I was flowing in the spirit. But I was speaking Isha. Praise God. So I went and I said, Baba, I beg. You know, go good. Say, wait till they talk. People, they understand. Make you help me change this thing. Okay, that's just a joke. All right, are you here? Now, look, give me that. You will need that scripture. Give me that scripture. It was at the Tower of Babel when men campaigned against God. Are you with me? That God came down and said, these people, if I allow them, they will create problem. So God gave them different languages. So God divided the nations, their inheritance, and separated the sons of Adam. This was before the creation of the nation of Israel. Hello? That is why it cannot be children of Israel. Because as at the time this thing was happening, there was no Israel. Hello? Have I lost you? So he set the boundaries of the people according to the number of the sons of God. The sons of God is Beni Elohim, the sons of God. Every time the word sons of God were used in the Old Testament, they refer to angels. They refer to spiritual beings. But when the sons of God are used in the New Testament, they refer to believers. Are we together? Next verse. Verse 9. This is where I'm going. For the lost portion is what? You are rushing it. In the previous verse, the scripture says, the Lord apportioned all the nations to the sons of God. The angelic beings. The gods in Psalm 82 verse 1. Beni Elohim. Hello, are you still here? I want you to see why those witches and wizards are still in your family. The Lord took every nation. Sodom, Gomorrah, Syria, Assyria, who else? Philistines, Amalek, who again? Edom, Tyre, Sidon. All those wicked, wicked people. God carried them, including Africa. Gave to these sons of God, the Beni Elohims, that be taking charge of these people, but defend, make sure they do the right thing. Are you still here? Is this making sense? You people are learning fast. But the Lord kept Jacob. There was no Israel then. Jacob was the forefather. He was the one whose name was changed to Israel. The Lord kept Jacob. I said, me, leave Israel for me. That's why God's covenant with Israel. God, the nation of Israel was the only nation on earth up to now that God has a personal covenant with. And that is why in the book of Daniel, they told us that Archangel Michael is the prince over Israel. Your nation will either have an angelic prince or a fallen prince. Yes. Every church established by God as a prince. Yes. You need to understand this. We are talking about the unseen realm. Forget about what people tell you. That realm is extremely busier than this one. There are activities going on there. When you sleep, that's when high level transactions are going on. That is why the enemy sows tears at night. When the road is free physically, then they move freely. Give me that scripture. He said, for the Lord's portion. So the Lord took the other nations and apportioned them to the Beni Elohims, but kept Jacob. Said, this one is my inheritance. Are you with me now? You know, when I made this discovery, I was confused. Like, how can God be meeting with fallen spirits? Like, No. There must be another explanation. How can God be sitting down with Satan? It didn't make sense. That God, and all these people, many of them. You, where are you from? I'm from Greece. Which country are you representing? Nigeria. You, Nko, Ghana. You, that one that is black, very black. So I'm from South Africa. It's okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm going to sit down. We'll start meeting. So it's a house of assembly. And God is the Senate president. So there are spirits that are Elohims, but our God is the only Elohim that is Yahweh. That means he is in a level by himself. He's in a class by himself. He is Yahweh. He is the Almighty God. When he stands, all other gods lose their status. If God is standing here and the prince of Nigeria is standing over there, that one will not say, I'm a prince. You say, no, I just came to sweep. I came to sweep. We are the one cleaning this place. But when he goes back to his country, increase fuel price. Flog them. Kill them. Let them die. But when he comes for this meeting, say, yes, sir. Yeah. You know the way you behave when you are in your house? You are the lion of the tribe of your house. And you are telling your wife, I told you there's too much salt in this food. You never understand me. And when you go and all of you go and greet your grandfather in the village, say Papa, he says, you look like a very gentle angel, but in Lagos you are a lion. Come on, are you see here? This thing I've just described to you is what we call the heavenly council. In Psalm 82, you have something for me. The angels of God, because the word Elohim, Beni Elohim. Everywhere in the Old Testament, you see the sons of God. They are talking about angels, disembodied spirits, like you are an Elohim. When you die and you are no longer, you are just fully spirit, you can be referred to as Elohim. In the scripture, when that witch summoned the spirit of Samuel, hello, are you here? Saul went to the witch of Endor and asked to bring Samuel. The woman didn't know Samuel, but when she said, I see an Elohim. If you read that scripture, the word was used for Samuel was Elohim. I saw an Elohim rising out of the earth. Then Samuel now said, Saul now said, describe him. The moment she described, said it is Saul. That was when the woman knew that this is Samuel and the person talking to me is King Saul. Then she was afraid. And Saul said, don't worry, you won't die. The spirit realm is deep. I'm telling you, it's deep. Much of what Satan is doing is to take us away from how this realm operates. So that it's just like you are going into market to sell something. And everybody bought pure water at 5 naira. They are selling at 20 naira. You came out in the evening when they are already selling at 18 naira. You now want to, you are praying that the price should go to 25. Meanwhile, in the last 25 years, pure water has never gone above 20 naira. So that means no matter what you do, you cannot sell with profit more than profit of 2 naira. So you need to know how this market operates. So that if the people who are making it are coming 5 a.m., there's one market in this Lagos. It's early morning market. Hello? Some of you will not know because you don't even know the way to the market. You just know that the food, your wife gives you food, but you don't know. Don't sleep, oh. There's one guy that sang one song. He said, don't sleep. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Don't put words in my mouth. I said, don't sleep. You say, wake up. I don't. What? You know, I used to set trap for you people. I want to know what you people are listening to. I set trap and you people, I caught you. I will set down that one and I'll be looking. I'll be looking like Obioma dear. Now, I began to research. Because I was somehow dazed that this chapter 82, Do you know when I discovered this thing? I sat down for more than 20 hours. I'm not joking. I was just going through it. I struggled with it. Before I came to tell you this thing, I discussed it with Kenny. I discussed it with David. So that one of them can even tell that, "Pastor, don't preach this thing." That God has a council in heaven, a judicial system, a heavenly court where they try spirits and gods. They try not only human beings, they try gods, small gods. That's why you saw in Psalm 8, you say, "I have told you, do not judge unjustly." God was rebuking them and told them all of them would die. Hey, my God. God told gods that they would die. So if you are the one always fighting my father and the Lord, Dr. Ku, Dr. Lukoya, we saying, "Die, die, die, die." Ah! In Psalm 82. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle? Hold it. You know, say as now they talk, that man know the answer now. He just they look now, say, "When I don't know anything." My father, my father. First Kings 22. Say, "My father know the answer now." Now just they talk, just say, "If you want to." When they come for you, you will know Nick Wire. You will know. One day, somebody went to MFM. So the pastor looked and said, hold somebody by hand and begin to pray. So the brother is all, you know, this was, you know, very cool brothers like me. He was just doing like this. But he was holding the hand of a church member. Come, Joshua. So you are the person working in Chevron. So they gave us prayer. You know, we are sitting on the same bench. So you are not like, "No, you're a first timer, you must not show yourself." You know, say, "Hold the hand of your neighbor." So I now, Ed, you are still doing like this. The brother that is the main, he said, "Kilo de, wait here, I'm on a prayer." The guy was, say, "If your neighbor is not praying, leave him now." The brother look and say, "Oga, I don't like the way you are praying." "Don't like the way you are praying. I will change you." Say, "I don't know. Maybe the problem you have is not a very big one. Go to that side. The people on that side, their problem is not those of us that are here. God must answer us today." God, the Elohim, Yahweh, told other gods that they would die as punishment. Zeus, Artemis, Poseidon, all those Greek gods, Roman gods, God told them, "Say you will die." Do you know there was a time all those gods were worshipped all over the world? All Father, the God of the Father of Thor, worshipped in Iceland, Finland. They were one of the strongest enemies against the church, the Catholic Church. In Europe. What they call that their religion? It's a kind of, I'll remember. But you know, because of history, most people don't know that there was a time in all of Europe, those guys, Thor was worshipped as the son of God. Finland, Iceland, Denmark, they were coming into England. They wanted to dethrone the queen. The king and the queen of it, so that they can establish their own dynasty. But God gave them the grace, they won. So, but in all those areas, some of them still, their influence is still strong. Where they worship the All Father, Odin. Odin. Go and check it. Just Google is your friend. Check it. God spoke to all of them. Because when God said, "I give you control of all these countries, nations, take care of them till I'm ready." Then when they have started teaching them evil, the prince of Sodom and Gomorrah said, "Yeah, men are men. Let's rehearse. Start sleeping with yourself. Ah, the thing, how you see? You did okay. When are they continue? Oh yeah, you try this Igbo. I say this thing's strong. They like pepper. Yeah, try again. See, yeah, make it a doer like that. They doer. Yeah. So God was look, just woke up, say, see smoke everywhere. What are they smoking here? Sodom. Hey, man and man, woman. Ah! Holy Spirit, we are here. See. It sounds like a joke. It's not a joke. That was why God was angry. Innocent people were being killed. Those who are corrupt were having their way. God said, I told you, go and read Psalm 82. Defend the fatherless. You've done something. Therefore, I said to you, you are gods, but you will die like men. Songo died. Orumila died. All of them died. They started dying. They became like meat. Stories, historical things. People that there was a time. Once upon a time. In that scripture, what is that scripture I told you to open to? Are you here now? I want you to see 1 Kings 22. Because when you say the spiritual, sometimes we don't know. We just look at it with our church mind. Verse 15 to 24. It's a long one. I don't know if we can do that quickly. And he came to the king and said to him, and the king said unto him, Micah, they wanted to go to battle. So they said, let's ask the Lord, should we go and fight this battle or not? Even though the guy was an unbeliever, but he had enough sense to want to seek the Lord, even though he didn't mean it. But some of us, we want to make a major decision. It's our best friend that will ask. You have a friend that has failed in business, and you're asking him for business advice. You have a friend whose marriage is failing, and you're asking him for marital advice. What do you expect? No, tell me now. No, leave English. Tell me. What the guy will tell you? So this guy, give me that scripture. This today we need Bible. Micah is the only prophet that is seeing God. Most of the time, wherever there is collaboration, God is not there. Micah, shall we go up against Ramoth Gilead to battle? Or shall we forbear? Wait till the prophet talk. He said, go and prosper. Like the way Brother Anthony taught me how to pray. Brother Anthony, those are the people that taught me prayer in Bauchi State. You must not get tired. His leg is bow leg. He has bow leg. So when he's gone, I started praying like that. One day I just noticed my leg was not straight again. I said, I beg. I don't need to pray like this again. No. I don't get king leg. But I followed my mentor to my leg. I beg. I believe you, but let me be praying my own way. Give me my scripture. The prophet told him, he said, because the prophet knows he doesn't want to hear the truth. He said, go and prosper. Oh yeah, next verse. And the king said, Oga, how many times will I warn you to tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? How you go, they call God's name, they lie. Micah, you say you are a man of God, you are lying. But there are other prophets here who have been saying the same thing. You didn't talk, oh. The moment Benga came, you said, Shall I told you? Your face is cool, but you are wicked. You have the face of a gentleman, but in none here, you are fire. Next verse. The prophet now started talking about what he has seen. He said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills like sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these people have no master. That means something has happened. These people have no master. Let them return every man to his own house in peace. Next verse. Shebi, you want to hear the truth? Let me tell you. This is where I got my principle. If someone says, Pastor, should I marry him? I will say, go and marry him. It's when you ask me the second and third, and I say, sit down. Thus hear the Lord. These people have no master. I'll start telling you. But if you ask me the first time, it's good, marry. If you ask me second time, I will not tell you. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you? This man never says anything good. He always says evil, evil, evil. Other prophets, they talk about the politicians to come out. Let the pastors and the prophets continue to pray for Nigeria, that God will bring peace to Nigeria. Let us emulate the tenet of Jesus Christ. You that you are talking, are you following the tenet of Jesus Christ? You are stealing money. Behold, I say you are gods, but you shall die like men. There's a spirit of error that will be released towards the end of this year. It will enter the minds of some politicians, and people's eyes will open. Go and write it down. And he said, here, therefore the word of the Lord. This is where I'm going. He said, for I saw the Lord sitting on the throne. Look at it. Oh, and the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left hand. Next one. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab? Excuse me, are you telling me God doesn't know how to kill a man? This was the Senate Council. The Senate Council that we are describing in Psalm 82. Where the gods are, good spirits and bad spirits are there. Bring idea. Bring your idea. This is where they discussed about some families. And they said the grandfather came to us in 1904 and told us to help his business do well. That is why for the next 20 generations, nobody will live long in that family. This is where they presented the case. And I will show you another scripture, because some people still don't believe. Who can persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, the other said on another manner. That people are bringing different ideas. Are you with me? When you are in the place of prayer and say, Father, over for me in the name of Jesus. Lord, we intercede. Let there be a new beginning. Let there be a new beginning. These are the conversations that will be going on in the spirit realm. Who has a case that can persuade us that we should give her another chance? Then there came a spirit. Can you see this one? This spirit is a lying spirit. The spirit came to that meeting with Abada and he sat down, even took tea and coffee when they were serving. Took second round. He waited for everybody to talk. He now spoke last. You know, there are some people in meeting, they will not talk first. They will wait for everybody. They will not add the ideas. So when they talk, they will look like they are wise. This one said, I will persuade him. Next verse. The Lord said, how will you do it? People have been speaking here since morning. He said, I will go forth. And I will be a lying spirit. Masupe likadia. For thus hear the Lord. Meanwhile, that tongue is laced with lies. So if you have a heart that loves deception, church is not enough for you. You'll be looking for mountain up and down. Mountain up and down. You are asking a man that has three wives to tell you who your real husband is. On the mountain. Eh? So this one that is black like this, he cannot have many children. Only one. This one, he has plenty. He will give birth to plenty of children. Marry this one. I say, sir, sorry. Are you not the owner? Are you not the husband of Mama Rolake? He say yes. Are you not the husband of Mama Fumi? He say yes. You have two wives. I say yes. That's how God bless me. So you could not make one right decision, but you can tell me who I should marry. The spirit of error. Don't let them deceive you. Hey! You are gods, but you will die like men. When they shake, you too, you do your we are there together. If you try me, I go tell you, say, now this Lagos then bomb me. Who be you? We'll do it for ourselves. Next verse. See, you have to be smart in Lagos. Oh. Lagos, just use your head. Say you too. You have to be sharp. Lagos, just use them for this Lagos. You open your eye. Ask question. I beg. Give me Bible. He said, I will go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. All. I will not leave one. The only one they could not influence was Micah, because Micah was not one of his prophets. Next verse. Give me that scripture. And the Lord, 23. And the Lord has spoken evil concerning you. The Lord plans to do you evil. Do you know why God planned to do Ahab evil? Have you thought about it? Because when you read the scripture, you think maybe God is a sadistic person that just likes to kill people. Ahab was the husband of Jezebel. Jezebel brought a strange religion to the nation. And God told them, you must not serve any other god. This woman came as a looking weak. She ordained prophets who caused the people of Israel to delay. About 400 of them came after Elijah alone. Elijah had to use fire to deal with them. A lot of people, because they know if you pray to God, this God did they tell before they answer. Make we go for Baal. That Baal, now small money they collect. More just go. At the end of the day, we give glory to God. It's God that does everything. If God does not permit it, it will not happen. That deception. So, because this God of Bible, they slow sometimes. So they can't say, more go this other side. They go say, hey, bro, 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 hey, bro, bro. You bring three fowl. One with one blind eye. Then one with on. The fowl must have on. Say, Baba, where will I get fowl that has on? He said, you go and bring 250,000. We will bring it from the realm of the spirit. From the realm of the spirit. Who is Eunice? Say, it's my great-grandmother. That's where they are doing you from. Say, she's dead. Say, I know. I need to go and collect your destiny back for you. So you bring 250,000. There is a place, the market of the gods, where I will go and get that kind of chicken for you. It has one blind eye and two horns. Hey, you'll be afraid. You call your wife, you say, so how did he go? You say, They said this fowl with one blind eye and two horns. See? Say, what are we going to do now? Okay, they say we should bring 250. Then you call me. Say, Pastor, please, I have a major challenge. What is the challenge? Pastor, please, I don't want us to talk too much about it. Pastor, please, any way you can help me, I need 250,000. Then I'll call Pastor David. Pastor, I don't really know. He didn't say much, but let's just give you have 50. Okay, bring 50. Apostle, say, I have 70. Then we'll collect. He will take our money to Ogugu in Benue State, Ogugu. Ogugu will not take the thing. Your children have come. Your children, meaning you, the pastor that contributed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Any system you give to, you have connection there. Whether you know it or not, any system you give to, you have a connection there. You have registration number. You have file. Yeah, you know, say, Pastor, I don't know. I don't go to any place, only church. Hey! But your mom told you that they wanted to do something. And you contributed. When my father died, they brought a soap. The same soap that was used to bathe for him. And they said, I must bathe with it. I say, Kamule Kabadia. Kazute Balia Kasaya. Everybody in my family who bathed with that thing. I can tell you exactly what happened to all of them. I didn't. I said, excuse me, do you know I have no covenant with the dead. This is not my father. My father is gone. This is a carcass. I have no covenant with the dead. I will not do it. Hey, you must do it. And I said, hey, I may be 16, but I will finish you. I will not subscribe to witchcraft. And listen to me. Don't even say you cannot do it, because when you are mourning, your defenses are down. You are emotional. They will begin to present some things to you and register you in the coven. They register you. You don't know. You start dreaming that you are something that you will not remember that you they gave you soap somewhere. You think speaking grammar will save you from this one? If you like, go to Cambridge. Go to Oxford. They will look for you. You are their member. Did you bath with the soap? Say yes, you are a member. Your number is 96255. That's it. Give me that scripture. Come on, are you here now? This is the spirit realm. This is how they operate. If they cannot catch you, they will look for something to tie you. And they will do it without your knowledge. If you are not careful, they will trap you. The Bible calls it wise. The wise of the enemy. Deception. You will not know. They trap you. Say, Pastor, I don't know. I'm always telling. Say, yeah, any food you eat the night, you will eat the remaining in your dream. They bring amala, you eat. They bring apple, you eat. They bring pandan jam. Only you, one night. You are now sitting there and say, I have the life of God in me. Hey! Hey! Only you. You ate 6 times in one day. You ate morning, afternoon, night. Then in the night, they gave you apple. They gave you a wedu and begiri. And they gave you draw soup. You. And you now say you don't know why you can't pray. How will you pray? You are very heavy. Your destiny is meant for eating. Give me that verse. Come on, are you here now? Next verse. 24. But Zedekiah, the son of Chenai, went near and smote Micah on the cheek. This is one of the prophets that the spirit of lie was talking through. He said, he's a senior prophet too. This Zedekiah is a big man. He has big ministry. But Micah is only in Maryland. You know, nobody knows him. Nobody is greeting. He doesn't greet anybody, but he's in Maryland. 374 Ekroduro. His dad is just sitting there. So they slap him on national TV that when GOs and generals of faith are talking, you don't talk. You saw us here. You came here. You are running your mouth. You have no regard for spiritual authority. See that? Next verse. This is why I read Bible at home. That's why it's always sweet. Micah said, behold, sir, pastor, you will see in the day when you are hiding in the inner chamber by yourself. Next verse. Quickly, quickly. And the king of Israel said, I'm insulted. We cannot come for a senate meeting like this, you know, and be you embarrass the president of a nation. Please, go and keep this man in the prison. You're doing your... Give him dry bread. 7 days bread that is hard. Give him. With well water. Well water where there's fungi. Let them be having fellowship together. Give me that scripture. He said, when I come back, I'll deal with him. The prophet said, if you return. Anybody can say anything, but let me just say, if you return, God did not send me. I know you are an international minister, but if you return, if it was somebody that had a heart for restoration, somebody that spoke like that, you're supposed to say, come, I don't like the way you're always talking. Tina, come. You know, Micah, you are prophet Micah. I say, Micah, I know we have our differences, but you can be coming to send me WhatsApp, call me. Not that you be saying all these things in front of everybody. You know, you are making me look like a bad... You know, I like you. Really, I like you. But the way you used to talk. Okay, come now. Whoa. What are we going to do? Don't be... See, anything like this, just call me. If my PA say, take this other number, this is my private line. If my PA... Just call me. I don't want us to be fighting. Because you just be looky, you not talk. Later, you go and say something on Twitter. If it was somebody that had ear for restoration, the moment that prophet said, if you come back, I expect him to humble himself and say, come to my office, let's talk. The guy just pose. You will know that there's a king and there's a king. It's a king and there's a king. Captain, general, let's go. Once we come back, the first thing we're going to do is to remove his head. Say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Say, please, so that we will not drag this film. This is not season. The king did not come back. The king did not come back. The next time the king opened his eye, he was in heaven. Say, what's going on here? Oh God, you don't die. You don't die. Nobody, no big man here. So just line up. Go soon, reach your turn. Everyone saying it's my turn. It's not their turn. Listen to me. This was a standard court proceeding in the heavens that decided the fate of one man. It happened in God's presence. He's still speaking about that heavenly court, that divine counsel, that judicial system in heaven, where God now said concerning, Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41, he said, is it Isaiah 41, 21? Please give me Isaiah 41, 21. That scripture says, bring forth your strong reasons. Is it 41, 21? Okay. Please give me 41, 21. Aha, great. I got it. All my scriptures are disappearing here. They don't want me to preach this message. He said, produce your cause, hear the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons. You want to marry? Bring your reasons. In the court, we will give you opportunity. You are going to present your case. Because what your parents did, they have indicted you. They have indicted your siblings. But now, you are in the third and fourth generation. Come and tell us why you should be exonerated. So it's not a matter of whether you will be free or not. Tell us why you want to live long. People have been dying in that family. Bring your reasons. Then like Zechariah, you say the dead cannot praise you. Only the living can praise you. Then God will now send Isaiah, go back and tell him that I have added 15 years because the king brought forth his strong reason. Baba, if I live, I will praise you. If I live, I will serve you. If I live, you will be able to achieve your purpose through my life. If I live, I will give you a Samuel, which is going to be a prophet. If I live, everything about my life will be for your glory. Say, give me 15 years. Did God not know that Anna needed a child? Was Anna not coming all these years praying at the altar? Did God not see her? Was God that wicked? God was looking for a reason until she provided one. Whenever you are dealing with supernatural, difficult resistance, bring your reasons. Bring your reasons. Sometimes we are asking for things we don't even know why. We don't know why. If you notice in your family, there's always a trend that people do very well as they hit age 50, 55. They lose their wealth and they become poor. Then you need to bring forth your reason. This cannot continue in my own generation. If you live amongst people where people always promise and fail, and you've seen it happen over and over again, then you must not keep quiet and cross your leg and say, I'm a child of God. I know who I am in Christ. I'm the king's kid. I'm a shining light. The universe is blessing me. The universe is pushing me forward. Hey! Bring forth your strong reasons. We don't listen to motivational messages in the spirit realm. Nobody listens to motivational messages. We are in the court. Bring your strong reasons. If that king had listened to that prophet, peradventure would not have died. Unfortunately, God was interested in him dying. Yes, so no matter what the prophet said, he must misbehave. God was interested in destroying Pharaoh. So no matter what anybody said or did, Pharaoh must pursue Israel until he gets to the Red Sea. God's people are pursuing and they think they are pursuing. They don't know that there's a Red Sea God is about to bury. They are pursuing. Say, she must not go, she must not go, she must not go, she must not go. She must not go. God, open sea. Psh! One day, just sleep and wake up. Amen. All your accusers are gone. Amen. You're like, this time last year, this was the kind of problem we're having in this family. Then you look around you now. You see God's favor all around you. You see God's blessing. Even that your wife that they say cannot be pregnant, she's now pregnant. Then you look at your business and say, all your accusers gone. Singing and dancing will not solve this one. You will bring your strong reasons. That's how the court system works. There's another time this court met in the book of Job chapter 1. This court met. It was Baba God that created a problem for Job. Job was in his own house watching premiership. Job doesn't go find trouble. It was Baba that mistakenly said, Satan. Satan was in the meeting. You know, I told you, Satan attends that meeting. It's a senate. So it's not the matter, all of you that are from the kingdom of darkness, go outside. No, it's our meeting. Are you here? My time is up. If I can get you to be aware, so that you can begin to study how the spirit realm works. So when you are going to pray, don't pray carelessly. Prepare to go into the place of prayer because you are negotiating. You are negotiating. I say you are negotiating. There are certain things that, good or bad, God doesn't mind. It's what you say that he will do. Says, are you here? Satan came for the beat. The Bible says the sons of God were gathered. Beni Elohim. And Satan was in their midst. Job chapter 1. If you can get that scripture, you put it up there. Is that verse 6 and 7? Give me verse 6 and 7 quickly. I think so. Now there was a day when the sons of God, Beni Elohim, came to present themselves to the Lord. You know, I told you that court, it's not only human beings they judge there. They judge priests when they come. They'll come to the altar. Then the prince of Nigeria too will come. That one, his name is Corruption. He's very fat because he don't chop. He cannot bend finish. So then God will do like this. Then Somalia will come. That one is very thin. His head will touch. Then God will say, Bele, how you guys doing? So, it is well, sir. It's okay. Go and sit down. Then Russia, the prince of Russia will come. Carry AK-47 here. Carry bazooka here. That one, not a bend for anybody. Say, we know your type. Go and sit down. You see the way all these rulers are behaving. That's the way their angels are behaving. Or you think Putin will come and bow down for you? Or you call North Korea? Say, we know that. Now that side, now sit there. We put seat for all of you there. When I go sit down. Say, we know all of you. We know all of you. Don't worry, we are together. Just go and sit down. Give me that scripture. You see, this Bible is sweet. Omo na dey read them. He said, and Satan came also among them, verse 7. And the Lord said to Satan, Oga, where are you going? It's been a while, though. Where are you coming from? My friend before. He said, I'm just going like about, just checking everywhere. You are going to and fro. Looking for who you may divorce. Are going to and fro. You went to and fro. That means you passed Job's house. Give me next verse. Verse 8, right? Come on, give me verse 8. He said, have you considered my servant Job? What did God call Job? You can be a servant of God and be in the bank. And be a teacher. And be a computer whiz kid. And be a minister. And be a fashion designer. Not everybody will climb this pulpit. He said, have you considered my servant Job that there is none like him? Now, Satan is angry. Doesn't like that kind of talk. Because Satan likes to be appreciated. How God will talk, say, for where me are the wrong things? That there's nobody like him. So, Satan now got angry. Next verse. Satan said, you know, I did try to respect you, but sometimes it's like you are too old. You know, they know what times have changed. You just they talk about this guy. Is it for nothing? The guy is worshiping you. Are you not blessing? And say, I loved you. Let me undo him. Let me change him for now. If the guy no cause, you call me Bascat. So you know, people are watching. Russian prince is rushing. Nigerian prince that came late because they always come late. He's watching. Late comers. Ghanaian, all of them in Africa, they are there. You say, this guy challenged. He challenged God. People are now like, put forth your hand now and touch all of the earth. He will curse you. Why are you, bastard? Why are you? Now, because now you are there, I can be a better God. So they've got to look your face. I know they fear anybody. You have judged me, not even if you do again. Okay. And the Lord said, okay, no problem, no problem. It's in your hand. Do what you want to do, but don't touch his life. This was a standard court judicial system. And they were the man was at home. Hey, honey, can I have a little more akpu? I'm really enjoying your food right now. Ah! Oh, I'm so blessed. After this food now, I will call Mazi Chukwemeka. Want to go and visit his new palm wine farm. They have decided his destiny. He was about to use the fufu to pack the vegetable. Then his phone rang. Tan 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 tan. This is the head of facility manager. Hey, James, what is it? I don't like you calling me at this time. He said, Oga, there's problem. The factory don't burn. Huh? All my containers said they are gone. Hey! The other phone call, he has two phones. That one rang. Yes? Hey, manager. He said, Oga, I'm at the express, so moto jam all your children. The guy they chop, they designed the matter for another place. The fufu, the way he held it, is the way he just got up, removed all his clothes, sat on the floor, took ashes. Naked I came into the world. Naked I will return. It's not everything Job said that is anointed. So don't go and be quoting what you don't know. Are you still here? Are you here? But this, I will finish this story next week. It's a very, very interesting story. We can even do a drama with it. Yes. Because some of you, if you read Bible from today to tomorrow, you will not understand. So we'll do drama for you. All this drama I'm doing, so I just get it. Oshejo. At the end of the day, this guy suffered, I think for approximately 9 months or so. He suffered and suffered. His flesh was peeling. He was sick. And his friends came to tell him it was because he was a sinner. The problem he was facing, did he cause it? God was using him to boast. And it became a competition. Some of you are saying, I beg God, make you not use me boast. I know. Somebody don't they fear and I say, I beg God. I got it. There's one guy I used to see on Facebook, skank or shank or something. He said, make you use me boast. Some of you don't know that I watch TV, so it's okay. I watch all those things you are seeing. That's how I know you are there. So this is a very strategic judicial system. Now, at some point, we are going to consider how God delivered Job. And I'll show you some principles there. Why am I bringing these scenarios to you? Because at some point, I will also come back and tell you the current structure of the court of heaven in the New Testament and the changes that have been made. In this old judicial court, man was not there. But in the new judicial court that was established after Jesus died, the Bible talks about the church of the firstborn. That means the name of any church that God exists, they are renaming the spirit is the church of the firstborn. It's not a verse one. But we'll get there. So today, I want you to be aware that if there's any time, anything you are praying about and you notice resistance, that door is not opening for you. My sister, some decisions have been made. Yes. Yes. Some decisions have been made. I was praying for somebody. Person was severely sick. last month. Now, this is not a good story, but I want you to hear it. I was praying for somebody. The person was severely sick. And then I got the call from another country that where the person was hospitalized and all. And they told me, this is the current state. I said, I have faith in God. I kept praying. And I prayed for that person for 2 hours. As I hit the second hour, then I had a vision. And I saw this person that was sick being led to the waters. Just the way Jesus was led to be baptized. I listened to this story. I was praying when I saw it. The person was led to the waters by angels. And then they dipped him into the water as though he was going to be baptized. I was looking at this sick person as they put him inside the water and he came out. His skin began to glow. He was glorified. Then I looked, I said, oh, he's going to be healed. And the Lord said, no, he's coming home. They kept calling me from the U.S. Pastor, what's the Lord saying? I could not tell them. My wife was sitting on her computer. I was in a meeting. I was praying in the parlor for 2 hours. But I was having an experience with God. And I said, God, what can be done? The Lord said, it's too late. Let him come on. As I was finishing the prayer, I got a message. He's gone. The Lord showed me in a vision. By the second hour, I saw his transition into glory. As I was saying, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Because in the judicial system, God is always right. So as I saw that there was no way we could reverse it, I began to declare, oh God, you are faithful, you are just, righteous are your ways. Whatever your counsels are, they are true. We submit to your will, we accept your verdict, and we thank you, our Father. I just saw a WhatsApp message. He has stopped breathing. But I just saw it before they said it. I just told them, go and bury him. You cannot operate in the judicial system if you are spiritually blind. And if your ears are blocked. You don't have to be a prophet for it. You have to be a spiritual man. That's why in 1 Corinthians 12, it says, concerning the spirituals, I will not have you ignorant. Are you blessed today? You are going to take one prayer point. Stand to your feet. We are going to pray for our families. And it's just one prayer point. Our time is fast spent. So we need to, I want you to pray this prayer point properly. Every legislation against my name, against my family, that is recorded in the spirit realm, against my family, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, we erase it. Pray right now. Pray. We've got to be fervent in spirit. We cancel every legislation written against any family name. We cancel every legislation.
Every legislation against my family. Hey, by the name of Jesus. Hey, by the blood of Lamb.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now listen to me. I know a particular woman